Hello and welcome to Spoiler Mode. I am your host slash co-host slash...
There's no host, I guess.
No, we're co-hosting this. I am Michael Huber. This is Bradley Ellis.
What
and
up?
We saw Uncharted.
Sure did.
Spoiler mode. Spoiler mode. Final warning. Spoiler mode. Activated.
Brad, I feel like this is going to be the shortest spoiler mode in history.
Sure.
Because this movie was, it was. That was it.
It is what it is.
It is what it,
it is.
Is
what it is.
Well, there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a little.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
It was exactly what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But Brad, let's dive into this. What did you think was your gut reaction on this Uncharted movie?
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Nate and Sully were nothing like Nate and Sully in my brain. Nowhere near.
Severely
they were just
concussed.
Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. They were exactly those two.
Yeah.
But I had a good time. I was okay with that. I knew that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
We still had fun.
Yeah. So, you know, for those that are unfamiliar, Uncharted is... This is a loose adaptation of the video game. You know, they changed quite a bit. One of the biggest... changes for me that felt unnecessary and like could have really brought this movie together, Brad. I really only had one major critique where I was like, dude, just simply changing that would have made this entire movie better and matter more was how Sully and Drake meet.
Oh, sure.
You know, they tried to tie it into Sam more and Drake or Sully, you know, knew Sam back in the day.
They wanted to give Drake some motivation.
Yeah, but in the game, I just think it's so much more effective how they meet. You know, in Uncharted 3, we have the flashback where Drake is, like, pulling a heist at a he's young, and he's, like, gonna rob the art place, and so is Sully, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're both pulling a job at the same time, they don't realize it, and, like, they kind of meet that way, and I just would have liked that.
If it was just that?
Yeah.
Or something similar?
Yeah, I think it would have worked
better.
Do you
wonder if they didn't want it to be too close to the game?
I think that, and I think... they're thinking super long-term franchise, you know, tying Sam in more.
Yeah, sequels.
Setting that up. But yeah, it just, the Sully-Drake relationship in this movie, to me, wasn't strong enough. And I know they're young and it's like the early days.
Yeah, they're like first things.
But like, even in that sense, Brad, it wasn't uneasy enough then.
It was kind of uneasy to me. It felt, they were like, the whole time they were like, give me the cross. He's like, I don't trust you. They're like, that was constant, a constant thing of they didn't trust each other. Until the end, they trusted each other. That was it. Like, the last showdown is when they finally came together. The whole movie, none of these three characters trust each other.
Yeah.
Drake kind of, like, wanted to believe in these characters a lot more.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were vets in doing this, and he was kind of the new guy into it.
Yeah, and I guess, Brad, you know, it's a great point. It makes me realize just now, hearing you say that, you know, maybe it's just the baggage that we all bring into video game adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
We have this entire history and how it is in our brain. And then when it's weird, it's just like, what are you...
When it's a little different or doesn't work out as well, you're just like,
And I guess my expectations were like, rock bottom with Resident Evil, so those changes I was expecting.
Yeah.
Whereas this, it was like such a minor change where it was like...
It was trying to keep like kind of the spirit there, but it was just different.
Yeah. So, you know, Sully and Drake meet at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
Drake's working bartending.
And the whole, you know, Sully wants Drake to go on this job to search for Magellan's lost treasure. And he says, you know, Sam had some leads on this. And that kind of gets Drake
involved
because he wants to find
his brother,
his long lost brother, which like, dude, one of the most such an uneven movie. There were some scenes that were like super emotional. Like I really love the orphanage Sam and you know, the brother drama will get me every time.
Sam reminded me a lot of Kid Sam from 4.
Yeah. I really like that kid.
Yeah.
He's barely underutilized dude for sure.
Reminded me a lot of him.
And, you know, there's a scene, we'll talk about Chloe, but when Chloe finally double-crosses Drake, I thought that was such a good scene. It was like, some of those scenes were so good, and then others were just like flat.
Mm.
But yeah, Drake gets involved, and they go on the hunt, and...
With the first thing they, with Sully and Nate is like the auction from 4, kind of.
Yeah, basically this whole movie is a remixed Uncharted 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Is the main takeaway I got. The remix in those games, big time.
Yeah.
Which
I kind of, I liked the heist. Yeah. I thought it was fun. Them like,
yeah.
Him's like, don't put your finger to your ear.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
whole thing is like,
it was goofy.
Mark
and
Wahlberg
yeah.
in this movie is just Mark Wahlberg yeah. in this movie. He is not Sully. He's just Mark Wahlberg. And if you're okay with that,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. yeah. If you like the Mark Wahlberg yeah. vibe.
What are you doing? Get your,
what are you doing, Nate?
Don't put your finger up to your ear.
Yeah.
Look weird.
And that was a scene. There was a scene in there when he was, Mark Wahlberg was disguised as one of the crew.
Yeah.
And like easily stole the thing. And while I was watching it in my brain, I was like, that is so absurd. Like, are you kidding me? And then I had to stop myself because I realized this is a franchise where you're killing a million people with a pistol.
Right.
So like my whole mood from that point on changed. I was yeah, like, all right, just relax.
Yeah, it's got to be, don't think about it too much
yeah.
with Uncharted, I guess.
But Brett, I'd like to hear your thoughts. I was a little surprised
mm-hmm.
by kind of the lack of action in this movie.
Yes. Well, there's action. Yeah, there.
I expected more nonstop
action.
And there was not a lot.
There wasn't a lot specifically gunfights.
Yeah.
Which is Uncharted.
It is.
There's a lot of time. There's some scuffles. There's a good amount of scuffles. One thing I did like is Tom Holland gets fucked up a lot.
Yeah.
Like Drake. Drake gets knocked around a lot,
yeah.
which is great. I love that.
Yeah.
But he didn't bust out. Like, I don't think he got one confirmed kill with a gun in this
yeah.
whole movie, which was very surprising.
Yeah.
But I liked the action, which was there. Like, especially the end. The end was fucking crazy.
I want to talk about the end as
but
its own segment.
We will.
Yeah.
But like he got in some scuffles like with the two like main guards.
Yeah.
With them at the auction.
Yeah.
Like them beating him up and him like going through the lights or whatever. Then
yeah.
at the bar he gets in a quick scuffle. They're not like really long though.
That was a good exchange.
Yeah.
The bar fight was
yeah.
a great little exchange.
They're usually short, the fights.
Yeah. That was a really good one,
yeah.
Brad. I forgot about that one. That one was so good. Good choreography,
yeah.
good stakes there.
Yeah, yeah.
Semi-comedic.
Yeah.
His whole thing, he was a bartender. That was I really like pretty insane when he blows the fire.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course. Super crazy. But there's like that scene, then there's the plane, mm-hmm. which I don't know if you want to count as the end also.
No.
Kay.
Separate.
Because the plane was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
That was super. That was just Uncharted 3.
And it was directly, yeah.
Like the guys, when the cargo's flying, like hanging out of the plane, and Drake's like climbing up it,
yeah.
and there's the guy on the cargo shooting at him, I'm
yeah.
like, that is 100% from the, that's like exactly the video game.
And I felt it. Like,
yeah.
Drake would jump, and my brain would be like, 4X, you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
going through the motions.
I felt it there. I
yeah.
felt the game there, big time.
Crazy. So I felt the game there. Adapting,
mm-hmm.
right? That's an adaptation.
Yeah, of course.
There were two moments where the Uncharted movie stood toe-to-toe with the game set pieces. One of them was the lights.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I really liked
the light,
those.
Yeah.
It was so Uncharted, Drake taking bumps, you know,
mm-hmm.
hanging on those. It was such a cool scene. And then let's just freaking get into it, Brad. The end.
The end,
the
yeah.
end of this movie.
High budget.
Raised for me from like a 5 to a 7 single-handedly is this final set piece. I need to play this in a game.
Yeah.
Like the set piece is they steal these two ancient, you know, not ancient, but like 1500
boat
pirate
ships. Yeah.
And they're flying these pirate ships.
With choppers out.
With choppers going through the ravines.
Yeah.
Smashing into each
Sword,
other.
Like Drake and Sully have like pirate swords.
Jumping from ship to ship. Like flying the plane, but the ship is then in water dragging it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was blown away.
It was
this
fun.
Was an incredible
it
set
was really
piece.
Fun action set piece. For
yeah.
sure. I thought it was going to be like 4, where they're going to like sword fight in the ship as it's like burning or something.
Yeah.
They're like, nope. We're getting crazy.
Yeah.
That was even crazier than the video game.
Like,
shit.
Was that Naughty Dog's intent and originally? And they were just like, yo, we don't have the time or the resources. Like, because I know, like, God of War 3, not to spoil God of War, but, like, the final boss fight of God of War 3 got cut because they didn't have the time and money. Like, that
right.
happens
right,
even
right.
for the highest budget games. So, like, where did they get this idea? Was
mm-hmm.
this all them? Because, like, shout out. It captured the spirit of the games while
yeah.
also being original to the movie.
Yep.
It was wonderful.
That's where Drake got his gun holsters too.
Got his gun holsters.
Got it right there.
game nods. We're going to say something? Because then I'm going to go into
game nods. No, we're
going to
go back. You can go to game nods. I was going to do something later.
Yeah, the holster's there. Great game nod. And then two other nods that I caught. There's probably many more. Obviously, the post-credits sets up Uncharted 1.
Mm-hmm.
But he opens up the...
The case. Like, I forgot it was like a chest or like a case or something like that.
And the Naughty Dog sticker real quick. There. Yeah. And then Nolan North just...
Oh my God, Nolan North.
Nolan North just like posted up on some resort beach as Chloe and Drake like swim up.
Yeah. He like implied that he's done crazy shit like them too.
Yeah.
I forget what he says exactly. He's like, oh yeah, happened to me too. Something like that.
Yeah. Cool
little it was nice to see Nolan North there.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so crazy, like, real Drake.
Yeah.
Actual Nathan Drake right there.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, you're so good.
It's so crazy that
the charisma, like, Tom Holland's good and he does his best, but he doesn't have the charisma like Nolan North. Like, he's just so, like, him and, like, Nathan Fillion are, like, the only two that can be the most. But Tom Holland did his best.
10 out of 10 quips.
Yeah, and I did not dislike Tom Holland. I think he did fine.
Yeah.
He's just a different type of Drake.
Just a different kind of
Drake. He's just a different Drake.
And like you said, Mark Wahlberg was just Mark Wahlberg.
Just Mark Wahlberg, yep. But Mark Wahlberg actually made me laugh a lot in this movie.
He really did.
Just Mark Wahlberg being Mark Wahlberg. His cat, dude. Feeding the cat, got my cat.
Yeah. Brad made me laugh because we're watching this set piece. And the money, Mark Wahlberg's got the money at the end, and it like falls, and then the image is the money.
Yeah.
But off screen, you just hear Mark Wahlberg go, "Damn."
Yeah. Damn. So good, man. I loved it. Mark Wahlberg's so good. Let's talk about the scene, which I did like. That reminded me a lot of the games. Is the whole thing with them going in the church.
Yeah,
with the crosses and solving like the puzzles, kind of
super Indiana
super
Jones,
like the game with Chloe. Time.
I really liked it, Brad.
Yeah,
because they took the time.
Yeah,
they really took the time to go on the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the treasure.
The treasure hunt.
The thing, like it could have been great. There was just something that the stakes fell flat.
Sure.
I think, just because of like the Sully Drake connection, I didn't buy into fully. Antonio Banderas's character. Santiago Moncada.
Yeah. My family.
Yeah.
Looking for this treasure.
It was. So, you know, he's kind of set up as the antagonist,
villain.
The villain, and I'm not buying into the stakes at all. But then, Tati Gabriel, shout out to the 100, Gaia, yo, Braddock. Double crosses him, ends up becoming the main villain of the movie.
Yeah.
But then we got the shock, which was cool, but we didn't lean hard enough into Antonio Banderas or her to make that matter at all.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, oh, she's the antagonist now. But I needed her backstory. I needed her motivation.
Well,
I needed more with her.
Her backstory is like she knew Sully.
Yeah.
She knew Sully.
It's just
but she was
so
working
surface.
For Antonio Banderas' character. But then when Chloe was working for Antonio Banderas, like, she was feeling threatened,
she
you know?
She was pissed,
because she was getting, demoted, essentially.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? Fuck this. These are my guys.
Yeah.
We're killing it. We're taking over this operation.
I loved the double cross, but I just could have used
a little more. I think sometimes they were afraid of digging into that too much.
Yeah.
Because it could really slow things down if you go too deep into so many characters.
Absolutely. It was clearly... mandated like scientific thing. They made the movie just under 2 hours.
Yeah,
they probably didn't want to go over two.
Yeah,
you know,
we need that director's cut.
Yeah there was just some kind of emotion running through the movie that was lacking that could have tied it all together in a satisfying way. So to me, it just kind of felt disjointed.
Sure.
And like we were going through the motions were fun, but the motions were fun, but the emotions were lacking.
Do you think it's because Uncharted has good characters? The games? I would argue some of the villains in Uncharted aren't that great, or just like kind of forgettable.
Yeah,
like,
Marlowe's cool, but
two,
that's
good. Like,
yeah,
Lazar, like whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I wonder if it's just kind of the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I see that. I don't know if I felt it as much as
like,
you.
Yeah, because
maybe I didn't care as much.
Because Drake in the games, like, sure, the games can be kind of simple. It was at a time when narrative in video games was evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Uncharted helped that.
Mm-hmm.
But at its core, Drake is so likable, you can't help but get invested. Mm-hmm. But this whole time, I was just watching Tom Holland.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair, yeah.
Whereas just Drake on the surface is so damn likable.
Yeah, he is. Nolan North invested. He's got that charisma,
and
man.
And obviously, Elena Fisher.
Yeah,
nowhere great. To be seen or hinted in this
she
movie.
She didn't need to be in it, though.
Yeah, set that up
later.
That
could be for the sequel.
Yeah.
Which they're definitely setting up, and will probably happen because this movie made a lot of money.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into the post credits, Brad, I mean, shit, we covered the characters. Oh, we didn't talk about Chloe.
Oh, wait. One fight scene I want to ask you about is the fight scene in the Papa John's. Did you like that? It was short. Like, a lot of these fight scenes are short.
I feel like Sully threw a chair at someone, and it was awesome.
He threw a chair at, like, the glass thing.
Yeah.
Because he had to get into a Papa John's to break the glass to open the key thing.
Brad, that was one of the only times I felt the urgent stakes, because they were like
drowning
in there, and you know they're going to be safe, but for whatever reason, I felt it in that scene.
Okay.
It felt urgent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they got you something at least.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was good. That was good. And it was like, dude, break the glass. Break the damn glass.
He shoots the glass eventually. Yeah.
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 Chloe Fraser, Sophia Ali in The Wilds. Shout out to The Wilds. Mm-hmm. Check that show out.
Yeah, I liked her as Chloe.
She was great.
She was good. Yeah.
So great in The Wilds. Check that show out, Amazon Prime.
I liked when she betrayed Drake that one time, popped him in the head, knocked him out. Then the second time, Drake was kind of like on her this time. A little more wise this time.
That was
Sully,
great.
Sully gave him the rundown after that. Kind of like,
yeah.
It's like, yo, you fucking up, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Gave her the fake
coordinates,
dude.
That was
excellent.
And she took him and left the bait, dude.
Yeah.
And she's driving around the ocean the whole time.
Damn it, Chloe.
Yeah. Chloe.
Yeah, such a huge part of that series, obviously, are double crosses.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Uncharted 2
thieves,
among
man.
Thieves. Like, it's all, that is such a through line of that series. It's frustrating that this is the first movie, so it's like, you know, we know Chloe's the best. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like frustrating that she does double cross him,
because
mm-hmm. we've spent so much time with her in the games, and mm-hmm. we know that they end up sorting it out. But it was also kind of fun to see Chloe. It was like, it was kind of bittersweet.
Well, it's because, like, when she shows up in 2, you know, like,
yeah.
it's still an uneasy alliance when she shows up. Like, they got history, and it's not necessarily the best.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She'll show up again in some of them.
Yeah. I love her little cameo in 3, dude. And he's got to, mm-hmm. like, take care of Cutter. I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts, Brad? I thought she was a great Chloe.
Yeah.
Any other set pieces? We really hit them. There's really not a lot of action. It was the art house, the museum.
Mm-hmm.
The plane and the ships.
Ship, and just a little in the Papa John's, I think.
It's
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I wanted to do, it took me on an adventure.
Yeah.
It was an adventure, and that's what I wanted from it.
Yeah. This format of movie,
mm-hmm.
like treasure hunting, mm-hmm. National Treasure, mm-hmm. The Mummy, like.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Like,
if you expect this to be like as good as the games, like it's not gonna be. But it's a good time. You could have a good time watching this movie.
So post credits.
Yeah.
The first one was Sam in jail, right?
Yes. Like writing his letters or his postcards in 4.
Disheveled, like, 4. Sam setting it up.
Are they gonna have the fucking drug guy, dude? Like in 4 that he's in the cell.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here, Sam.
Yeah.
Can you find it? Yeah, threatening his life.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble, Nate.
Yeah. It's gonna be some uneasy alliance. Yeah. It's gonna be so uneasy.
Yeah.
Do you think this movie was uneasy?
Yeah.
That shit.
Wait till Sam gets involved. Yeah.
You left me, Nate.
Yeah.
I've been in that jail this whole time.
I didn't know, Sam. Yeah. You're dead. Yeah.
Get ready for it. Sam's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's coming back to save him. Like, we already know. What the movie is, like, you know?
We know, like, what's gonna happen, but I'm excited to see it.
Yes.
Like, I'm down to see the next movie, dude.
Hell yeah. So the second tease.
Dude, what if the next movie is just, like, Drake's Fortune or something?
That's
like
what it's gonna. Well, Brad, halfway through the movie, when I realized we were remixing 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, so you put 3 and 4 at the beginning, and then you lead into 1. That's how you meet Elena.
Yeah.
Then you get into the whole maybe supernatural element.
Yeah.
More gunfights. Mm-hmm. More like real villains.
Yeah.
You know? Because Braddock was a straight up villain. I mean, she slit a guy's throat.
Mm-hmm.
Her henchmen were just doing a job, I guess. They didn't really make them, like, super, oh, they're villainous.
Yeah.
She was villainous, but, like, if you make your... I'm basically trying to find a way for Tom Holland and Nathan Drake to just kill people indiscriminately.
Sure, yeah.
And have the audience not feel weird or bad
shoot
about it.
Shoot some dudes, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta shoot some dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it set that up. They name dropped the main villain in one. You know, what Romans say, but you know, they name drop there to get the
the diehard fans.
Right when he said, I was like, oh
yeah.
So they got that in there, clearly setting it up. The mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Sully
finally got the mustache.
The Magnum revolver.
Yeah.
Here's a question though, Brad.
Oh, Drake had the baseball t-shirt on, I think, like he did in three, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's a question though. They turn around at the end of that post credits and they're shocked to see somebody. Who is it?
Great question.
Who is it?
Wonder if it's just Chloe.
Chloe, not in the original Uncharted one, but we're remixing everything, so you can throw her in there. You're not going to not have her.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to be there.
Or it could be Sam. I don't know. Yeah. Could be anyone. Who knows? I don't know who else it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe, Elena, or Sam.
Oh, what's his name? The uneasy line. It's like Eddie. Remember?
Eddie.
Was it Eddie?
Eddie
Hive, dude. I've got to get Eddie in there.
Wow, I forgot. I haven't played Uncharted 1 in so long.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
You're in the cave, remember? Like, shit starts popping off.
Yeah.
Like, falls.
Eddie!
Lots to get excited for.
Yeah.
Last, to close it out, to close this out.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider and Uncharted have a lot of similarities.
Right.
Tomb Raider's already had a couple movies, but they had that reboot with a reboot with Alicia Vikander that I really liked.
Yeah, I remember enjoying it.
Similar vibe.
Tomb Raider was like more serious, when I remember. A little more intense.
A little more intense.
Uncharted was just like super fun.
Super fun, yeah. But I guess, where do you stand with this movie in the grand scheme of video game adaptations?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What are your general thoughts on it all?
I think it was pretty decent. I think it got like the spirit of the games across. Yeah. It had some things similar. It's not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I like the games more still.
Yeah.
But like, you could have a good time and watch this game, especially if you don't know what Uncharted is, I think.
Definitely.
It would just be like a fun adventure film for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because like what are really...
You could take your non-gamer significant other that's never played it.
Let's think about this. Like, let's compare video game movies. Like, you got Monster Hunter?
Recently. Monster Hunter.
Which was bad.
Mortal Kombat. I did not like.
Not really like Mortal Kombat.
Tomb Raider. Sonic.
Sonic's fun.
Those are kind of the
Sonic
biggest.
Was fun. Yeah, I think Sonic's probably the other biggest one.
Resident Evil, did I say?
Was bad.
Bad, but I loved it.
Did you love Raccoon City? When
I
you
wanna watch it.
I know you liked the other ones.
You know, they're all really fun one and dones.
Okay.
And I think Uncharted as well.
Okay. Sure.
But I guess just Resident Evil at its core, it's Resident Evil, you know me. It's
Of course. Of
you
course,
know, I love Uncharted. Uncharted is one of my favorite series.
I guess,
like, I bleed the T virus.
Yeah.
So just simply watching it is Yeah.
I guess in like the grand scope of video game movies, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
For like live action movies, I guess. I don't know. I can't think of too many. Like the original Mortal Kombat, obviously we love, but it's not like amazing movie, but we love it.
I think you nailed it, Brad. And I think that's why the original Mortal Kombat movie is so beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Captured the spirit of the games.
It did.
This movie really did. Honestly, that's a great note to end on, dude. It really, I felt the controls on that cargo.
You know, the people that, like, it seemed like the people that made this movie kind of understood what was great about Uncharted.
Yeah.
And they did their best to capture it. I think they did a pretty decent job.
Let's hope the sequel elevates
Me too.
You know? Let's hope.
Higher budget, maybe.
Like.
Sequel budget.
Like, I can't even think of any examples, Brad, where a video game movie has come out, and then a video game movie sequel has come out, and it's all of a sudden been way better. It's like, that never
happens. It's usually the opposite.
Let's make it happen. You know, those Resident Evil movies, like Resident Evil Apocalypse was the worst of all time. Then Extinction like brings it up a little. Yeah. But like, it's so funny because ironically, like at the end of the day, the original Resident Evil movie is the best.
Yeah.
Like now that it's
the original Mortal Kombat movie was the best.
Now that it's all said and done, the original is the best. And it's like, yo, let's make an Uncharted movie that sings, dude. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, let's
just gotta make
be
it a good adventure
best.
Again.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll high hopes now.
Yeah, high hopes.
Like, honestly, higher hopes now than going into the first one.
Yeah. I feel more confident now. Because, yeah. like, I remember when we heard the casting, I was like, yeah. oh my God, what are they thinking?
I would be mad at myself if we didn't quickly mention the Last of Us TV show coming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And does this kind of paint your expectations?
My expectations of the Last of Us is much higher.
Much higher.
Because
yes.
Neil Druckmann's, like, involved, isn't Neil he? Druckmann. And it's on HBO, and it's a TV show where they yes. can flesh it out more.
They've got Pedro Pascal in the top of his
and
game.
The story in The Last of Us is much more important.
It is.
Much more important.
It is.
Like, Last of Us is just higher stakes all around.
It is.
So, yes, Druckmann, I expect more.
Druckmann directing episodes.
Exactly.
One of the Chernobyl writers is in there.
Yeah.
The talent behind the screen.
Like, I don't know how much Naughty Dog was involved in the Uncharted movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, Last of Us have much higher expectations.
How insane is this? It's so crazy that we're here, Brad. Uncharted and Last of Us, they made a video game and like a movie.
Yeah, now that they made a movie.
And now they're making games. It's just, yeah.
It's
wild
out of control.
To think about.
We probably got Ghost of Tsushima coming too.
Forgot about the Ratchet and Clank movie. The
Didn't
game
see
movie
it.
Based on
it.
Was
I heard it was not
good.
That's
not
disappointing.
Good, yeah.
There was supposed to be a Sly movie. I don't know what happened to that.
We have the Arcane show that's based on League of Legends. I mean, there's the Castlevania. There's so many now.
There's a lot of stuff.
They got Cuphead just came out.
Yeah.
More than you even realize when you really stop to think about it.
Yeah.
You got Free Guy, which is based on video games.
Yeah.
It's got Wreck-It Ralph.
Assassin's Creed movie.
Oh, my. Wow.
It's a lot. There's Silent Hills. There's a lot.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
And honestly, Uncharted is no worse than any of those.
No.
And is it kind of near the top?
Yeah, it was a good time. I had fun. I had a fun time.
Were we swimming? I'm hesitant to say we're swimming just yet because the end really elevated it. Like
you're like you're not swimming comfortably. You know, maybe the water's a little cold.
Swimming with a current.
Yeah, swimming against the current, not in a heated pool.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for watching. We are Easy Allies. If you sub just for the spoiler mode, think about sticking around.
Yeah.
Your patron. You know, your patronage is so appreciated. Thank you so much. Spread the word, and we'll be doing more spoiler modes all the time. These things keep popping off. Definitely going to do it. Last of Us, I swear to God, we're going to do Life is Strange style. If that shows weekly.
Once a week?
Weekly spoiler mode. I'm not even kidding.
Shit.
I'm not even kidding. Weekly spoiler mode. I don't even care.
All right. Don't write checks you can't cash yet.
At worst, weekly syndromes. At worst.
Okay, at least.
But weekly. Like, I want to be
speaking.
I want check-ins as it's going.
Get
I want
Joel,
our thoughts.
You should get Joel cosplay going, dude.
Yes.
Get his shirt,
dude. Kind of
the backpack.
I can see Joel wearing this.
Yeah. Get the backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. Love and respect.
Spoiler mode. Final warning. Spoiler mode activated.